You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which has always been your friend. We take care of you, we give you a few options, and we make choices for you, which I know is a hard thing to do. And hopefully you've all had a great weekend, but now the grind begins. To make it a little bit easier, we bring to you Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma, and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Sameet Chavan of Angel Broking, and this is a list of top three stocks which could give 6 to 15% return in the next 1 month. Let's run through that list of stocks very quickly. Godfrey Phillips has a buy call, last trading price of 942.75, target 1,020 rupees, stop loss 903 rupees for return of 8%. Jubilant Foodworks has a buy call, last trading price of 1,357 rupees 95 paise, target 1,565 rupees, stop loss 1,212 for return of 15%. And Titan Company has a buy call as well. 991 rupees 55 paise was its last trading price. Target we're looking at is 1,055 rupees, stop loss 964 rupees for return of 6%. We'll return to the recent biographies of those stocks in just a little while, but let's find out what Sameet has to say about the recent trends on the Lal Street. We had a rather nervous start for the week, which was in continuation of the previous week's corrective mode. During the first half, there was a bundle of stocks which literally took it on the chin, mainly on the back of some negative news or poor set of quarterly numbers. But the last couple of days of the week turned out to be a savior for the markets, as we saw a massive rally one day ahead of the Union Budget and on B-Day as well. In this process, Nifty eventually closed a tad below the 10,900 mark by adding nearly 1% to the bull's kitty. One of the most keenly watched events, the interim Union Budget, is now behind us. On the day, though, Nifty once made a valiant attempt to surpass the recent swing high of 10,987.45. But as we now know, such days are known for their extreme volatility, and this is exactly what we saw in the latter half. Precisely. In the midst of this volatility, Nifty became successful in defending some key levels. Recently, our markets had to undergo a stressful period, and fortunately, the last 2 days have come up with some respite. With this, the index eventually recouped its previous week's losses, and in the midst of an extremely volatile trade, has managed to close in the safer zone. Yes, of course, although we are yet to surpass the sturdy wall of 11,000, looking at the broader market participation on Friday, we will not be surprised to see if it happens in this coming week. And since there are some hopes built in on the possible rate cut from the RBI in the next week, that is this coming week's policy, this would provide some impetus and therefore increase the possibility of surpassing the sturdy wall of 11,000. Having said that, Friday's lows of 10,800 would now be seen as a crucial support. A sustainable move below this may give a dent to all those possibilities that I spoke about just earlier. At this juncture, a prudent strategy would be to keep focusing on individual stocks, which have shown tremendous resilience despite the recent uncertainty in the market. Returning to that list of stocks very quickly, Godfrey Phillips with a buy call. The last 3 months have been fantastic for this high beta counter. The daily chart depicts a series of higher highs and higher lows, and in the process, the stock finally broke out from the trendline hurdle of 930 rupees with some authority. Importantly, this move was supported by humongous volumes, providing credence to the price action. Post this, the stock prices saw some consolidation, but we would construe that as a good buying opportunity, says Sameet. The recommendation is to go long for a positional target of 1,020 rupees in the coming days. Stop loss can be placed at 903 rupees for return of 8%. That's Godfrey Phillips. Next, Domino's Pizza, or precisely Jubilant Foodworks Limited, has a buy call. After enjoying a good multi-year bull run, the stock price has slipped into a consolidation mode. The last 2 days, price action has been encouraging, and due to a massive bump up on Friday, the stock finally seemed to have come out of this congestion zone. If you look at the volume activities, it has risen substantially over the past 3 days of the trade, indicating that the emergence of strong buying interest. Considering all of this and the volume development, the expectation is that the stock will resume its higher degree uptrend. Therefore, one can look to go long around 1,340 to 1,320 rupees for a target of 1,565. In the coming weeks, stop loss can be placed at 1,212. That is 1,212 rupees. Jubilant Foodworks with a buy call and return of 15%. And finally, Titan Company, which has a buy call as well. This has been one of the rank outperformers in the market and is known for its rather steady performance. It appears as if it's been enjoying its strong multi-year bull run, and that started about a decade ago. In between, all natural corrections in this stock were interpreted as a good buying opportunity, and this is what we saw a couple of months ago as well. The stock prices recovered sharply from the recent lows and went on to clock fresh record highs. The daily chart looks extremely promising for Titan Company with a near-term view, and therefore the recommendation from Angel Broking is to go long For a target of 1,055 rupees in the coming days, the stop loss can be placed at 964 rupees. That's Titan Company with a buy call and return of 6%. Those names one last time. Godfrey Phillips with a buy call, LTP 942.75, target 1020, stop loss 903, return 8%. Jubilant Foodworks with a buy call, LTP of 1357.95, target 1565, stop loss 1212, return of 15%. And finally, Titan Company with a buy call, LTP 991.55, target 1055, stop loss 964, return of 6%. Well, here's hoping that some of these numbers will pop up in your mind as you're trying to make some decisions. I'll, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. In between, we're also discussing the universal basic income idea that Rahul Gandhi has mooted. We'll also be taking a look at gold as an investment opportunity. And now that the dust has settled, we'll also take a look at what the interim budget had to say and what it has in store for you. All of these coming up over the course of the day. And of course, like clockwork, I'll be back in the evening for an evening walk down the Lal Street. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.